for you guys next week. So if you're going to be there, I'd be handing them out. I have this terrible little voice inside my head. You know the one. It compares on the smallest thing. It makes me ashamed. I know no one else can hear what it says, but it keeps saying things. Things like, "You're awesome. You're awesome."
Me, however. This is a poem by Julian Tubin. It's called "To the Common Man." So translated from Polish by Marcel Weiland. First published in 1929. When plastered billboards scream with slogans, "Fight for your country, go to battle." When media's scream assaults your senses, "Support our leaders, troops and rebels." And fools who don't know any better believe the old eternal lie that we must march and shoot and kill, murder and burn and bomb and grill. When press begins the battle cry that nation needs to unify and for your country you must die, my brainwashed friend, my neighbor, dear brother from this or other nation, know that the cries of anger, fear are nothing but manipulation by fat cats, kings who covet riches and feed off your sweat and blood, the leeches. When called to arms engulfs the land, it means that somewhere oil was found. It means they found a sneaky way to make more money, grab more gold. But this is not what you are told. Don't spill your blood for bucks or oil. Break, burn your rifle, shout, "No deal." Let the rich scoundrels, kings and bankers send their own children to get killed. May your loud voice be amplified by roar of other common men, the battle weary of all nations. We won't be conned to war again. And for the next one, I have music. But I have no words. So I need Kiran to give me a hand.
There is no correct order, there is only what you make of what you have. signs like that to resistance, so the trains don't call to close station. So why? Sweat and preparation, hope and anticipation of a shining revelation. When the tangible incarnation of a dream that you've been chasing calls to your station. It's time that you're wasting time, it seems to hasten as you continue pacing right down the platform for someone else's train to come into range and bring for you a change and teach you how to play and enjoy. Break from those chains, and when freedom finally reigns, feels fulfillment flowing through your veins. Inspirational trends.
Constellation Orion, his writer, not our writer.
Okay. Is that all good?
There you go. Yeah, it's pronounced differently in different places, I'm sure.
Great.
From my American perspective, I call it Beetlejuice. But so that's what this poem is called, Beetlejuice. Whenever I feel insignificant and small and all alone on this enormous bulbous ball that I call my home, I just sit outside at night and I lift my eyes to the starry skies and I say hi to the hunter Orion. And I sigh my atmosphere out from my lungs and I steer it out towards those stars and suns and it runs out there at the speed of exhalation. My own little molecular creation. I take pride in my carbon dioxide because it shows how I flow with the ozone. There's no going back after knowing that. I'm a gaseous heavenly body and I'm godly and no force of gravity can possibly stop me. I used to be small, now I'm all encompassing. I said I used to be small, now I'm all encompassing. My mind changed by a star named Beetlejuice. The right side of Orion. Beetlejuice. Countless atomic bombs slowly dying. No, I'm not lying. This is so unbelievably bigger than me. A red supergiant, soon to be supernova, hovering high over me. And truth be known, my mind was blown. I felt mighty tiny. I'm a speck of dirt upon this earth. My smallness kind of undermines my worth. And sure, it hurts to be so small, carbon-based, and only 5 feet tall. Oh, all the things that I will miss. Shit, if only I was 5'6". Or maybe I'd rather be made of white light. All colors combined and entwined and so bright. A sight to see is what I'll be, a being of only energy. And then matter won't matter at all to me because I know it's only solid molecules holding me. Of course, I probably scorch your eyes. So this skin I'm in now is my disguise, but my size is boundless outside this hide and meaty frame. And you shine through too because you're made just the same. No, I'm sure this is gonna hurt, but I'm about to burst through this skin I'm in. At 6,700 million miles an hour, I'll fly up and tower over my atmosphere. Respiration no longer required. The stars conspired to get me here. And without any need to breathe, sleep, or eat, I'll beat every record for distance and speed, and feelings like envy and greed will seem weird to me. Because I'll have no material needs. And after a while of circling the Earth, I'll burst out of orbit and travel upwards. Downwards or outwards? I doubt there's any wrong direction. No flight plan or course correction. I'm just stretching across all time and space, racing 425 light years away to go hang with a star named Betelgeuse. And that's when Betelgeuse told me, as the whole exploding sky unfolded me, that my hydrogen has always been Betelgeuse. That I just came from stardust and must go back again. Betelgeuse. And long after my heavenly body is gone and I'm buried back into the dirt of the earth, my worth long forgotten, my carbon long since rotten away, not gone, just decayed, my matter remade and put to new and better use, because I'll still be bonding with molecules the same as in Betelgeuse. Thank you.
So after this performance, not fair.
No. No.
Okay.
Okay. No, I hope I don't go again.
So I give my best, you know. This is a eulogy for a house. It's called Hanratty's Hotel. Hanratty's Hotel was a hotel in Limerick. And somebody of you might know that Limerick has an open mic as well. It's called the Poet Theater. And at this time, when the Hanratty's Hotel still existed, they went after the open mic there and have a little crack. So when I was there, in fact, I was sleeping in the very last night before this Hanratty Hotel was closed. So and I wrote a poem about it. Hanratty's Hotel. Door handles are no longer touched. Rooms are locked day and night with dust beginning to fall. Dismantled, hospitality and old world charm in Hanratty's Hotel. Our domicile, friends and poets, and the witching hour. Our voices dried out in this location since the barman removed the tap, taking it home for remembrance. The kitchen maid refused to do the last and final washing up, and the warden scattered his tools around, once needed to fix problems of the past. But evidences of our fabulous days remain and conjure the feeling of loneliness, a time capsule where a cup of tea waits for the guest who falls into oblivion, and where a receipt keeps the last will of the receptionist who counted names when time began to be money. So I ask you, friends and poets, when the place of hospitality and old world charm was born in Irish pride and English glory, who had faced its destiny, its hour of ruin, determined in the enlightened modernist world. Do not mourn. This is what connects the barman with the kitchen maid, the warden with the receptionist, and all of them to me and me to you. And what we see in the brave new days, with eyes wide shut behind the window blinds, you perceive it even with your ears closed. You drink it with each old stylish cup of tea, and the sense which let you find your feet to get used to living there, let's keep in the spirit and put as a spell on you to lighten your eyes again about the house that sleeps in the sleep of death.
Mm.
Everybody so far has been awesome tonight. This is called Say a Little Prayer. Sick to my stomach, heart and soul ache, candle near extinguished. What in Allah's name? Manchester Marina, bright May Day, little children, teens and parents, all went out to play. At the end of the day, words will not explain. Evil, mindless madness, what can I say? Cannot comprehend, what can I say? Ariana Grande.
Rest in peace, everybody who died in the bombs. Good pictures of water.
I'm just about going for miles. Notwithstanding a Jaeger bomb and a watering hole being resurrected on the long finger slighted, access via private party interrupted, establishments closing and uses too late. Windows shattered against weight of night, strip lights and welcome to Thursday, respectable red lights burned on and people, collective artists cut down by senders, spitting on the wary, games as well played. Needing paint till the panels loom over gold, a good idea stalls the limelight overhead. Multicolored whites soothe the decrepit, and associate singles and whites again. Celebrity tribunals grateful touch. Liquid lights asking for the bullying, the only fanfare is through the listening, going for miles if at all necessary. A fault of love not given expensively, a clean ear harboring secrets. No best there is none. Wooden trinkets, populating the wanton phone call, silent on the other end, patient suicide, promise not delivered, whoever cares, sickened by startups going nowhere. Falling to earth, burning into the eyes of a flagrant visitor, retrieving damaged goods, niceties of the unwanted died in wait, for sorrowing creatures like me, ungrateful for the time and effort. Thank you.
Thanks, Trish. Good Cedric Bicorn.
This is all about love, but I'm not good at precision, so I would need you to choose between hearts and diamonds.
Diamonds.
Heart.
That's the two for
diamonds.
Diamonds. That is. So I'm try to stand. Before 4:30, the dogs are up waiting. The light I just switched on hurts. I let memory guide the body, nerve by nerve. My pants slide up as I pull them, stretching my back muscles. Reaching for the leeches excite them. I can open my eyes now, there's the door. The dogs run out as I waddle through into the cold, the wind blinding me once more. I can't wait to turn back and slide into the bed, curl up next to her warm body. It's too early.
Nice. Cheers. Drew Jackman.
There's a poem from Christopher Locke.
come to the edge. Come to the edge. We might fall. Come to the edge. It's too high. Come to the edge. And they come. And he pushed. And they flew.
Thank you. With Max Creedon.
My instrument malfunctioned. So I got served a coffee in the sun. This girl had a tattoo on the inside of her arm and said, Depuis les étoiles et de solitude. Despite the stars, the solitudes. So that's kind of a twist. Nocturnal duels. So I did three verses. Despite the stars and solitude, a night still dark with promise. No lanterns lit conceal you, no sextant finds your bearings. Alone a star is spilling shapes, silhouettes of need. Nocturnal duels for strange duos, discordant rhymes strike astral winds. Sick chic, this cosmos of black romance. When the stillness and the silence meet, so too much stranger's hands. Celestial navigation, illuminate each thought. Paths will cross coordinates, alone no longer, or not. And I just thought I'd do a short lyrics of a song which you inspired me. But it's a one called Habitat. Catch a world of from hand to eyes, steal one iris kiss of sun, blend within your camouflage, drink it up and sense it through. Say goodnight to all necrosis, shed your scales of retinal fibrosis. We've come so far and stretched so high from our personal primordial goo. Sink it tent and glamorize the soul. Drink in velvet, sink it in. Eat dressed up plates for shiny pates, whatever fancy tickles you. In your raccoon hat or in your top hat, whatever fancy tickles you. In the streets, seek one of many. In the wilderness, seek one of you. Catch a world from hand to eye and steal one iris kiss of sun. Blend within your camouflage, drink it up, sense it in. That's it.
Mercury must be in poetry grade or something. Outrageous. Nice one. Definitely like to give a big shout out to our furthest commuter to Ovale tonight, Paul Curley, when he comes back into the room there. Expertly timed! Paul, you're up. I just gave you a big announcement there and you missed it.
I was tasked with writing a song for a shooting film this year. I really appreciate it. I travelled from Athlone tonight to be here. And I might just play it. Kieran mentioned it would be good. I'll just play it acoustic, I think. She left it. I was playing a barbecue last night. This spark flew up and it burnt my high E string. So, bear with me, it's slipping. This is a Spanish acoustic. I'm just chewing. 1 second. So, yeah. So this song is, I was tasked to write a song for a film. I was doing a course in Galway this year. I did a course in Galway this year, in film and TV. And a girl in the class was greenlit for a film, and she just on the spot in her pitch decided to mention, by the way, Paul is going to play the lead of the guy who's writing the song. The whole thing is about a guy writing a song. So it took me months, and I wasn't able to write a song, and then the song I ended up writing was By the Way. But it's about refraining from the stage and dreams. Dimethyltryptamine and the chemicals in your dream. That's what I have to do.
watching me.
Come on, shoot it up for you back there, here, Mike.
Featured in a film called The Usual, which is going to be, it won the competition, so it's going to be on something. Thank you very much. It's an absolute privilege to be here and available in Cork City.
and stay forever, so
go on.
It's been an absolute pleasure listening to you. Thanks, man. You have one more reader on the open mic. I'm going to go to Maine's after, have another drink, maybe manufacture a dance. Big thanks to Lamar Valley, the return of the horse. Big thanks to all yourselves, to the Bears of Capital. But to close out the open mic, we're going to have Kieran Rafferty, please. Will we? Brad, you're up. Brad instructed me to throw him down there a while ago and I completely forgot. So, just as well, good piss break here.
You know what to do? Well, so for the crack, for the night of the Senate, I'll do Robbie Burns. My father was a farmer from up on the Carrick border, and carefully he raised me in dignity and order. He bade me act a manly part, though I never had a farthing, for without an honest manly heart, no man was worth regarding. So out into the world my course I did determine, though to be rich was not my wish, to be great was charming. My talents they were not the worst, nor yet my education. Resolve was I, at least to try, to mend my situation. Through many a way and vain a sea, I courted fortune's favour. My cousin, some cause unseen, still stepped between to frustrate each endeavour. At times by foes I was overpowered, sometimes by friends forsaken. And when my hope was at the top, I still was worst mistaken. And then sore harassed and tired at last with fortune's vain delusion, I dropped my schemes like idle dreams and I came to this conclusion. The past is dead and the future hid. It's good or ill and thrive. But the present hour is in my power and so I will enjoy it.
Thanks, Rob. Yeah. Thanks, Rob and Robbie.
This is called Being Pure. It's 4:52, sunny afternoon. Meet this fella, he's feeling lately a bloom. Says he's gonna sell a stately home sometime soon. Go somewhere his own out for a year or two. Grand job, wouldn't mind it, let's swap me for you. Part ways, easy flowing, scattered days, the evenings pass like ocean waves. Notions that grasp the heaving sense of a crowd at bay. The potions they hand you, welcome to space. Mixed emotions, the only demon you've had, but never to face. Fearfully scrounging what you can from the race, the pace of which gets faster and faster. Let you know when you've aced or made a disaster or a catastrophe. I guess you could say we all mean no blasphemy. So it seems the only feasible task to see is to climb a ladder and wish to be free. Barrels scattered far as the eye can see. Coral's almost gone. I'd swear they go around plucking the leaves. Take count as each one of us breathes. Shake and mount till we're running with the breeze. It's a cunning plan and a clever tease. You're in the running for almost certain disease. Time's moving on, sun going down, the chimes of people choosing paths. Each line leads down the reality of experience, the vast journey of cold, hard truth. Being told there are those who suffer and struggle. Plan B, C, and D can be hard to juggle. The stars have their own answers, difficult to decipher. The cancer is the greed, all we need is the cure. So go on as is, head up, remember, we are all born pure. Thank you.
Nice one, good one. chat over in Maine now. Can we just have one massive show of appreciation for our guest again tonight, please? So